All right, it's 6:30. We'll call the meeting to order. Lisa, you want to do, start with roll call?
Boyd Frederick.
Here.
David Celebrate.
Here.
Jeff Wamble.
Here.
Laura Belsky.
Excused.
Mark Nordigan.
Here.
Sharon Palmaville.
Here.
Jerry Gully.
Here.
Olivia Nohorniak.
I thought I saw her on.
I think she's on, but I don't.
Here.
There she is. And Gabrielle Wellman.
Here.
Okay. Were there any citizens' comments submitted?
No citizens' comments.
Okay. Any supervisor comments? Okay. Chairman comments? None this evening? Approval of the minutes from February 3rd?
So moved.
Seconded.
Any discussion? Youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The resolution from the Sheriff's Department, solicited law enforcement award grant. I believe Sheriff Beth, you're presenting?
I am, and I have Jaslene. She's going to help answer actually dollars and cents questions if there are any. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, it's nice to see those of you that I can see. And if you remember back on September 1st, President Trump came here. He said he was going to give us $1 million. The next day, I had the Washington DC call up and state that, Sheriff, we have $1 million. Can you share this with the city police department? And I said, sure. The next day, they called back and said, we made a mistake. We have to give this to the police department, and they're going to share it with you. I said, we'll be fine. We'll do, that'll be just fine. Well, after some debate of exactly who gets what, the city decided that they get 60% and we get 40%. So we get $400,000. And that is going toward the expenses that that was incurred during the civil unrest of August and September of 2020. And so basically what we're doing, it's a $1 million grant. We're getting $400,000 of it. And if you want particulars about what it's going to pay or anything, like I said, Jaslene can answer those. Other than that, if you have a general question about how this was done, I can answer that. Or if there's no questions, you can move on to the next one.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah. Nordigan, Supervisor Nordigan.
Okay.
Mark.
Go ahead.
So, and this might be, I guess, for Justin Miller. Are the $400,000 I see in the line items, does this cover all of our expenses then from that August and July? Or is it a portion of it? More than, what do we manage to at least cover most of our expenses with this $400,000?
Jaslene, can you answer that one?
So this covers the shared expenses and then $100,000 of our overtime. Obviously, this does not cover all the expenses that were incurred by the department.
Do we know what, about how much we're short now?
About $300,000.
I'm sorry?
$300,000.
$300,000?
Yes.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Supervisor Gully.
Supervisor Gully.
Okay.
So, to the chairman, to the sheriff, so is that, was the breakdown based on proportion of expenses incurred by the county and the city, or how was the 60-40 arrived at, if you don't mind sharing that?
If, most of you remember the JAG grant, which we get every year. It's awarded to the city police department, and it's split 60-40. We get ballpark, and I'm shooting from the hip on this one, you know, $13,000. And it was boiled, the numbers, it fluctuated between, the city wanted 80%, we got 20%, and they finally agreed upon, we'll give you 40 and they get 60. So we weren't in charge of it. They, the city decided what proportion we got of the $1 million. And it basically boiled down to that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anyone else with questions?
I'll move to approve the resolution.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And now, put out for the next item, the update on the body cameras. Who will be handling that?
That'll be me, Captain Miller. So, I apologize for having to fill in last meeting, but so up to date, like right now, we just got a lot of our uniforms back that we sent out for retrofitting. So the first, that was our first step in the process of implementation. The first step was us sending all of our outer carriers for those who wanted their vest outer carriers, the bulletproof vest, their jackets sent out. And then those that just wanted their uniform shirts only, we sent some of those out. We haven't got uniform shirts back, but we have all of the vest carriers back already, which is ahead of schedule. So they body worn utility will be on site here on March 23rd for a site visit. During that site visit, they will be touring our fleet maintenance, where they're going to be doing squad builds, you know, because there's a squad camera component to this. So they'll be touring that. They'll be touring the PSB complex, because there's what's called waypoints, which is an offloading point for the video. And then both jail facilities will have waypoints of their own for offloading. They will be setting up their in squad system on a platform that we can test and use while we're waiting for implementation or the actual install. They will be delivering some of the our gear before that date. So we will have things here to see if you know, as soon as we get them, I can let Boyd, Mr. Frederick know, and then you know, you guys could see the product. They are coming on the 26th of April. Let me just look at my schedule so I don't give you a wrong date. Yes, the 26th of April is their tentative date to start coming and installing squad car cameras and getting the training underway for all of the deputies and correctional officers on how to utilize the camera systems. So it's a lot of moving parts right now. We are in the process again of getting the uniforms retrofitted, our new uniform order for the which is part of the contract is due by March 15th. And we're just kind of in that pattern of planning and making sure everything is ready to go for their site visit on March 23rd. So I'm happy to take any questions that you guys have. I don't know what you guys were looking for tonight, but that is an update of where we sit today. But it is moving along smoothly. We haven't had any hiccups yet, and it's just a lot of coordinating and planning and making sure everything gets implemented by, we're hopeful, May.
Mr. Chairman, before you ask questions, I'm wondering, in order to answer the questions more thoroughly, how about when we get this in place and we're ready to go, how about we have the body worn company, Captain Miller, and the key players give a demonstration to this committee. You guys come in, we'll show you what the system does, the software. We'll show you what the squads are. We'll show you what the body cams look like. So I'm sure there's gonna be all kinds of questions, but I'm just wondering if actual hands-on demonstration for all of you would help you understand how wonderful this equipment is and some of the shortfalls we may have. So would you be open to that idea when we get it going?
Committee, I would be, but what does the committee wish?
Please.
Supervisor Gully says yes.
Yeah, I like that idea as well.
I'm in favor.
Sounds good. And I think that's going to answer a lot of your questions. You guys are going to be impressed with the system that that we've chosen. And I remember the demonstration, and I'm just like, wow, I can't believe it does that stuff. But again, my fear is it's technology. It's basically an iPhone. And when something doesn't work, it's going to be the conspiracy theory. It's going to be, you did this on purpose. You intentionally turned it off. You did all these different things. So we just have to keep that in mind, that it's electronics, and electronics are good when they work, and you look like you did something intentionally when they don't. So, but we'll show you what we got when that comes up.
Okay. Anything from the committee at all?
Only question I would have, and it might be answered at Sheriff Beth's suggestion, but when we talk about the security of the electronics, and not the electronics, I'm sorry, security of the video, the people being able to get in and tap, is this going to be more secure than what we currently have, security lockdown at the county level now? Or if the sheriff has an even tighter one, I don't know. Does it get locked down even tighter? Is there a more secure?
Yeah, I can answer that. The platform that our videos are stored on is the Amazon.gov cloud, which is the same cloud that the White House uses. So I'm not saying that's more secure than anything else, but we have been told that it is extremely secure, enough so that our nation's capital uses it. So
it's only as secure as the weakest point. So as long as we don't have anyone coming through the county to, you know, to try to get in. I mean, because I haven't had to go through a lot of this ITAR, and you know, we're the lowest of the lowest of the low, and they're still concerned about somebody coming in that way and, you know, worming their way through to finally getting wherever they get to. But
yeah, I understand what you're saying, but we've been assured that it is very secure to review videos. It's past, you know, it's going to be the second factor authentication here at the Sheriff's Department. They're not going to just be able to sign in from their home computers and, you know, look at their videos if, you know, for the fun of it, if you will. I mean, if that's what you're worried about, they're also not going to be able to take screenshots or
alter it in any way.
Right. If the protection that is on our videos is that they're watermarked in the middle of the video. So, which is unique to this company, which is one of the reasons we picked it, not the only reason, but one of them, right? When the videos are when you're viewing the video, the watermark is in the dead center of the video. So, and it tells the officer's name of who it is. So if you see things on the media right now, you see different vendors, right? And it's down in the right or left hand or upper, that you can move those around the outside frame. Those videos can still be screenshotted, or you could take a video of it and zoom in and zoom out, and you'll never know who released that video, right? Okay. With this, the watermark is dead center. There is no way to, you know, secondary, put it out there to the public or to the media without knowing exactly who did it.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Gully.
Thank you, sir. At the last, that the youth policy was being worked on. Can we get an update of where that is? Sorry.
Our policy on the body cameras?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we are still vetting that policy amongst, within the department and with Corporation Council. We're fairly close to having that complete. We're just getting through the legal side of it. Somebody's giving feedback, and that's me, I'm sorry. But so we are getting through the Corp Council's reviewing it. Some of the things that have come up are just different, you know, times when we should or shouldn't have the video on based on state law. And that state law is relatively new. So it's being vetted through Corporation Council at this time to make sure that we've covered everything. Work in progress, as you know, but it is almost complete.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else this evening?
Chairman, I had a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just wondering, like, who has access to the footage, like, once it is stored? Is it just, like, the sheriff, or do the officers themselves have access to it as well?
So if there is a case associated with that officer, he will have access, or she will have access to that video for their report writing and making sure that everything goes into that case file for the DA's office. The only other ones will be admins, which we only have we'll have three admins at this time. If it's a case, supervisors who are reviewing the reports can view those. Just the random, like, videos, you know, are everyday occurrences that do not require it to be tagged to a case. There's only gonna be three admins that will have access to that video. And that's the PIO, the sergeant who's in charge of this entire thing, and then myself.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Celebre, I have a question through the chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I was going to ask, does anyone have an approximation of how much of the allocated annual funding has had to been paid up front at this point?
You mean, like, did we make a payment to utility yet? Is that the question?
Well, out of what was allocated for this, I don't know directly to whom it would be paid, but to the contractor, I'll say, how much have we had to pay up front at this point before any storage, before any recordings are made, just for, as you stated, perhaps the equipment or having them come here to make their survey of the PSB or otherwhere?
Sure. Jocelyn, can you answer the exact amount before?
So basically, whatever was allocated for this project, other than the sergeant's salary.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 425,000.
Yes.
Which is that, so that's, and just to kind of explain that, because that obviously seems like a lot for something we haven't got anything with, right? We don't have anything yet. That's our whole first year payment there, you know, for everything. Doesn't, you know, all the equipment, all the storage, all the software, all the training, all the when they come here, they're going to build all the squad cars. They have to take out all the equipment from the current squad cars, put in the equipment for the new squad cars, the retrofitting of the uniforms, the new uniforms that have been allotted that are body worn ready. When I say body worn ready, that means they have the ability to carry that body camera within the uniform. So that's our first payment. Once all that is received, we don't pay anything until next year. And that it's a service based agreement, more so than like buy, you know, like physical things, I guess is the best way to say it. They say it's service based.
I guess you may call it more for goods that has been paid up front at this point, and then services will come in forthcoming years for the storage and other associated fees.
Yeah, well, we have that one, the overall amount of money that we got the bid for, right? It was like 2. Whatever million dollars, and then they push that out over 6 or 5 years, but they're giving it for 6 years, right? So one of the years is free, And I say free in air quotes, you know, I know nothing's free. Actually, it's, they pushed it out over 6 years, but it was at that 5-year price. Does that make sense?
It does. I understand that. That answers my question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, is there anything else from any of the committee members? On body cams. If not, we'll move on.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Captain Miller. Any other business allowed by law? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned this evening. Have a good,
Have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, Boyd.